Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Game balls and gassers. Game balls to the best, gassers to the worst.
What do you mean, 4 o'clock? I don't know. Atlanta Falcons. Great job coming off a terrible loss. Washington was the victim. They were awful. And you guys got to take advantage of that. So congrats on everybody for being able to dine off that for a couple of weeks. There are no more wolves at the door. So good for you, Atlanta Falcons.
I'll take a gasser. Anybody in the secondary yesterday that was responsible for making sure that Drake London didn't look like one of the better receivers in the NFL? Don't really care how we got here. Scheme, coaching staff, players, everyone's trying to figure out what's what. Don't really care. It was way too easy. There were too many open guys. There was no coverage at any point where it felt like there was a PBU or risk of an interception other than the one really bad throw by Penix when London was actually open. So I'll go gasser to the secondary.
Spoiler alert, I'm doing all gassers. Dan Quinn, Ron Rivera approves of your timeout usage. I need it to be a little tighter, brother. I need it to be a little tighter on that one. Third quarter, 9:30 left to go. You just gave up a nice, tidy 70-yard pass to Bijan Robinson. Hey, guys, let's gather the troops, brotherhood. We really like a return-to-play procedure. Return to play. So you use that timeout, right, to drop something? To figure out a nice little scheme, a quick adjustment on the fly. So the next play was good, right? 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 7-yard touchdown to Pitts. But at least you don't have the timeout for a close game later on. Good stuff.
Young receivers, I thought, stepped up without McLaurin and Noah Brown. They didn't get a lot of opportunities, but Luke McCaffrey, you heard the touchdown on the way in. 2 for 21 in the score on 3 targets. The other throw wasn't catchable. It was just kind of the first third down of the game, the deep corner that they... You know, threw way over the top because he was well covered. Jalen Lane got 3 chances and caught 2 balls for 18 yards. In fact, he is also wide open on the interception. Should have been a walk-in touchdown on a well-thrown ball. Only pick Mariota has thrown in Washington dating back to last year in about 100 attempts. So, uncharacteristic. Generally doesn't put the ball in harm's way. Had that pick and then another near pick on a throw underneath to Zach Ertz. And a zoning linebacker jumped up and almost made a nice one-handed play. Mariota, for the most part, was fine in the game. I think he had maybe 3 or 4 throws he wants back out of 27, which for a backup quarterback you'll take. But between McCaffrey, Lane, who also caught a long pass that was negated, remember, by Ben Sinnott, and a hold would have been another like 30 yards there. So if you have that, and then he just gets a decent thrown ball, you know, that's a 4-catch game for 80-some yards and a touchdown, you know, based on what the routes he was running and how open he was. Then you had Tay Martin coming back to the ball for a 14-yard catch on his only target. I thought the kids at receiver stepped up a little bit.
Jalen Lane, catch a football, please. Catch the football, please, when it's punted to you. You fumbled and muffed twice. That didn't come back to bite you, but it will in the future.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, when he is handed the ball, he gets more than is schemed up. Kroski-Merritt, 7 attempts for 47 yards, 6.7 per. For the season, he's averaging 6 yards per carry, like he's playing in the Big 12 or something. Now, his carry total is very low, and some of that might be there's just not enough trust in him yet in pass protection. He had a bad rep yesterday where they bring a linebacker, he can't make the block, and then he ends up drilling Mariota for an incompletion at the end of a play. You're going to have to keep getting better at that to just get more work, but there's still a way to involve this guy with more carries on running downs than they are. They're still giving a lot of other people carries, and Chris Rodriguez had the big 40-plus yarder yesterday. Danny, first time since the 50s that Washington has in consecutive weeks had 45-yard runs. Pretty crazy.
How about that?
They've got 3 guys that have gone for 42 or more on the ground on explosive plays this year. 3 different guys. McNichols has done it, Rodriguez has done it, and Kroski-Merritt has done it. But I posted all seven of Kroski Merritt's carries on Twitter, if you want to go check it out, at Grant H. Paulson. There's only one carry in there that I see where he just gets what's kind of schemed up without pushing the pile or doing something or making a jump cut. His vision's awesome. I just love the kid. I want him to have the ball in his hands more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Marshawn Lattimore, 15 first downs attributed to him through four games. I say that again, 15 first downs, 9 on catches, 6 on penalties. He is a disaster. He cannot cover. He is washed. And this trade looks worse every day.
Speed at the linebacking position for Washington is a problem. When you can keep everything in tight in the phone booth, they're going to be just fine. Because I think Wagner's as good as there is on the planet at just making the short tackle between the tackle box, right? And specifically coming downhill, they were doing their little delayed blitz bit against the Raiders a bunch where he rushed, I think it was 6 times and got pressure 4 times and had a couple of sacks. He had an amazing game. When you get him running, though, go back and watch that Bijan Robinson play after the catch. And it's just, it looks like one of the fastest players in the league against a guy who's like, shouldn't be running ever.
Yeah, Robinson's going to win that track meet against a lot of people.
But it's a tough watch.
But that was egregious.
And I just worry about, teams see that, man. How do they not spend hours trying to figure out how to get that look and get Wagner on a running back next week when you're playing against Amarian Hampton?
And it's Dallas, it's going to be Kevontae Turpin. When it's, name that team. Everybody's got a guy that's fast.
I don't know what the fix is.
Me neither.
But I know that my biggest concern going into the game is a larger concern coming out of it, which is I don't know how they deal with speed out of the backfield into space.
Joe Witt, sorry, dude. The press conferences are awesome. Your voice is deep, and you command respect. The way you play is not for everybody. You don't get any takeaways. Good job, Mikey Sandrichel, the first one of the year. That's an average of 0.25 takeaways for every four per game, which is not going to butter the biscuit at this stage. I know there's not much you can try right now in terms of fixing that secondary and that coverage. You're hampered by the personnel. But there's got to be something else. There's got to be an adjustment. I can't have career days for Tucker Kraft leading to career days for Michael Penix leading to career days for the next Jag that's running wild and free in your secondary.
Matt Gay. We can put the kicker discussion on ice for a week or two, I think. He has made 6 consecutive field goals. He's 7-for-10 on the season now. And he made all 4 of his kicks yesterday, as well as staying perfect on extra points. And he didn't kick any balls out of bounds on kickoffs. So this was about as good as it's going to get, I think, with Matt Gay. 43, 52, 41, and 42 yards yesterday. And there were some big kicks in there, by the way. Like, they're making a kick to pull it to one possession in the third quarter late. He's kicking from 42 yards to make it, again, a one-possession game, so they have a chance at the onside kick with 1:29 to go. These are game-on-the-line kind of moments. And I thought not only did he make his kicks, but they were mostly splitting uprights, pretty clean off the foot, non-worry kicks. I liked the way it looked coming off of his foot yesterday. I'm in a better place mentally about Matt Gay.
Pass rush, 2 quarterback hits. I think Toby had the line before the show. Michael Penix is looking to get rattled. Like, at this stage of his career, he looks like he's hoping that somebody comes in there and like he wants to fight ghosts and have happy feet and not be very comfortable. You certainly made him comfortable. Only 2 QB hits. Frankie Louvu had 1. Dorrance Armstrong had 1. Other than that, good heavens. You can't leave this group to cover. I know more is expected of you, but this is the worst secondary in the universe right now. It's them, the Cowboys, and the Dolphins. They are a disaster. Any ball in the air is going to be caught and caught for big yardage. You got to get home more. When you do, you can stop people on occasion. See the Raiders last week. They didn't come close to getting home. It's not as if Atlanta's got that juggernaut offensive line either. They're good, but they can't be that good where you're totally shut out.
Yeah, Louvu's quarterback hit was on his first sack of the season. I actually thought Frankie had his best game yesterday. More noticeable, a bigger impact, and just moved better, I thought, and was showing up more often. 8 tackles for him, was number 2 on the team behind Bobby Wagner with that first sack of the year. He had 8 last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.